WCWP, Brookville, public radio that rocks, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Welcome to Instrumental Invasion. Here's your host, Mike Shimeri.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri's third anniversary special. A week into early pandemic shutdowns, I volunteered to record six filler shows for then WCWP station manager Dan Cox, based on my annual homecoming weekend shows. After I recorded the third filler show, Dan let me know Instrumental Invasion would fill the Wednesday 9 p.m. slots starting April 1st, 2020, making this a regular show. And here we are, 157 weeks later. This is show 156 because one time the prior week's show ran again. Thank you to Dan Cox for the opportunity and to current station manager Pete Bilotti for your continued confidence in my humble show. It's not April yet, but since we premiered in April 3 years ago, many songs in this third anniversary special have April in the title, including one called April Fool, singular, and two April Fools, plural. The 2020 premiere had a 1970s theme, so each hour of each anniversary show has had music from a certain window of time. For tonight's first hour, that period is 1967 to 83. The first April song is from 1976 by Earl Klugh on solo acoustic guitar, the theme to the 1969 romantic comedy The April Fools. FM and WCWP.org. Instrumental Invasion turns 3 years old on Friday, April 1st. And that was a song with April in the title, April Joy by Pat Metheny Group from their eponymous 1978 debut. Pat wrote April Joy, two words, and its predecessor, April Wind, one word. The latter half of April Joy is a reprise of the earlier track Phase Dance, co-written with Lyle Mays. Pat played 6 and 12 string electric and acoustic guitars. Lyle was on piano and Oberheim synthesizer, Mark Egan on fretless bass, and Danny Gottlieb on drums. Before that, Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass, with one of many Sol Lake compositions for the brass. Bobo, hyphenated, from Sounds Like, ellipsis, in 1967. The presumed credits for Bobo were Herb on lead trumpet, Tony Kalish on backing trumpet, Bob Edmondson on trombone, John Pisano on guitar, Julius Wechter on marimba and percussion, Lou Pagani on piano, Pat Senator on bass, and Nick Ciroli on drums. We started in 1976 with solo acoustic guitar by Earl Klugh. Earl covered Burt Bacharach and Hal David's theme to the April Fools, called The April Fools, on his second album, Living Inside Your Love. Earl's eponymous debut record came earlier in 76. The April Fools, the film, hit theaters in 69, a rom-com, romantic comedy, that starred Jack Lemmon and Catherine Deneuve. Check IMDb or Wikipedia for more on the film. Burt and Hal's theme to it was sung by Dionne Warwick, no stranger to their works, and I'd be remiss if I didn't acknowledge Burt passed away early last month at the age of 94. Many more April songs await us in hour two, including one with the Earl Klugh Trio. But the Crusaders lead off the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri's third anniversary special.
WCWP is underwritten by Main Street Board Game Cafe in Huntington Village here on WCWP. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
These are the Crusaders with Sweet and Sour.
Hi there, Chemo Savvy. This is Big Dan Ingram. Whenever I'm on the Merriweather campus, and my bosses in New York don't know about it, I always listen to WCWP at 88.1 in Brookville, New York. love it.
Instrumental Invasion is celebrating its third anniversary this week, and that was Bob James with Rush Hour at this late hour from Lucky 7 in 1979. Rush Hour was written, arranged, and conducted by Bob, who was on Rhodes Piano and Oberheim Polyphonic Synthesizer specifically. He was rhythmically accompanied by Hiram Bullock on guitar, Neil Jason on bass. I wonder what he thinks of Purple. That's a reference to Dave Jason with an E. Continuing, Steve Gadd on drums and percussion by Jimmy Malin. Orchestrally, the brass and woodwinds included George Marge on flute and piccolo, David Sanborn, call him Dave, on alto sax, John Faddis on trumpet, Wayne Andre on trombone, and the Brecker brothers, Randy on trumpet and Michael on tenor sax. Wilton Felder played tenor sax on the song before that, Sweet and Sour, an apostrophe, by the Crusaders from Free as the Wind in 1977. Joe Sample composed and orchestrated Sweet and Sour and played Rhodes. Larry Carlton was on lead guitar, Dean Parks on rhythm guitar. I told you about Wilton Felder on tenor sax. Robert Pops Popwell played bass. Nesbert Styx Hooper was on drums and percussion, aided on percussion by Ralph MacDonald. Dan Siegel takes a shot in the next segment of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri's third anniversary show.
Does music reflect the times?
3-1-2-3.
Hi, this is Dan Siegel, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Dan takes a shot with the Hot Shot. Now, wasn't that worth waiting a minute and a half for?
Hi, I'm Bernie Bernard. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Bernie. Those were Yellow Jackets on this third anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion with El Amar from Mirage a Toi in 1983. El Amar is Spanish for to love, written by guest guitarist Mike Miller. The other guests were Richard Elliott on Lyricon, an electronic wind instrument, and soon-to-be film composer James Newton Howard on programming and arrangements. The members of Yellow Jackets in 1983 on Mirage à Toi were Russell Ferrante playing Rhodes piano and synthesizers on El Amar, Jimmy Haslip was on bass for El Amar, and Ricky Lawson on drums for El Amar. Before El Amar, and I won't say El Amar anymore, there was The Hot Shot by Dan Siegel, the title track to his 1981 LP. That was the year Yellow Jackets released their eponymous debut, which included a song called Rush Hour. We heard Bob James's Rush Hour in the previous segment. All tracks on The Hot Shot were composed by Dan Siegel, also on Rhodes and synths. Jeff Homan played tenor sax. Gary Hagberg, with two R's in Gary, was on guitar. Rob Thomas, not that one, on bass. And Gary Hobbs, one R, two B's, on drums and percussion. Taking us into hour two, Return to Forever, and the maiden voyage of Chick Corea's composition, Captain Senor Mouse.
This is WCWP, Brookville, LIU Public Radio. Hear us at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
This is hour two of Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri, celebrating 3 years on Wednesday nights. Hour one ended with Captain Senor Mouse by Return to Forever from Hymn of the Seventh Galaxy in 1973. RTF leader Chick Corea wrote Captain Senor Mouse and would henceforth drop the captain prefix. Here, he played Rhodes, harpsichord, and organ with Bill Connors on guitar, Stanley Clark on bass, and Lenny White on drums and percussion. Chick will be back later in Hour 2 with his acoustic band, Trio, but the hour begins with more April songs, since Instrumental Invasion premiered April 1st, 2020. Hour 2's time period, if you're wondering, is 1985 to 1997. Leading off this all April song set is April Fool by Dan Siegel's friend from the Portland, Oregon music scene, Patrick O'Hearn.
Hi, this is Ken Navarro, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Ken played guitar on April Shower by Dan Reynolds, the first track on Dan's first album, Never Alone, in 1993. Dan played piano and keyboards on his composition. Al Williams was on tenor sax, and another set of brothers, Gary Granger on bass and Greg Granger on drums. The Granger brothers are now in Acoustic Alchemy, and later this hour we'll hear a song from before they joined. Before April Shower, drummer John Favicchia performed April Fools, on World Time in 1997. Bob Malik was on tenor sax. April Fool's writer Bob Gallo played guitar and guitar synth in place of keyboards. David Pellegrino on bass and percussion by Jeff Haynes. Of course, John Fav was on drums. April Fool's plural was preceded by Patrick O'Hearn's April Fool singular from Rivers Gonna Rise in 1988. Patrick O'Hearn wrote April Fool and played everything. Keyboards, bass, synth claps, synth voice, programmed percussion, and real percussion. Three April songs remain in the third anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion, and two of them are next.
We all have that one song.
Today.
You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here at 88.1 WCWP.
The Tonight Show Band with Doc Severinsen have an April song based in Catherine Deneuve's birthplace, April in Paris.
Hi, this is Alexis Lindsay, a.k.a. Lextasy, and you're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Thank you, Lextasy. That third anniversary show set was bookended by 1930s standards. The one we just heard was Someday My Prince Will Come, performed by the Chick Corea Acoustic Band, acoustic with a K in place of the first C, on their eponymous 1989 debut. Frank Churchill wrote the music for Someday My Prince Will Come, lyrics by Larry Morey, sung by Snow White in the 1937 Disney animated feature film, their first. Three out of five members of the Chick Corea Electric Band make up the acoustic band. Chick on piano, John Patitucci on acoustic bass, and Dave Weckl on drums. The middle song wasn't a standard, April by Brian Simpson. Just April, from Closer Still in 1995, his debut CD. Good luck finding it physically. Brian was the sole composer of April and player of piano and any keyboards not played by Oliver Wendell. Alan Hines was on acoustic guitar, Larry Kimple on electric bass, Rayford Griffin on drums, and Brian Kilgore with percussion. The set began with the other standard, April in Paris, performed by the Tonight Show Band with Doc Severinsen, a.k.a. Doc Severinsen and the NBC Orchestra, from their semi-eponymous 87 release, The Tonight Show Band Volume 2, with Johnny Carson himself on the cover. 32 was the year April in Paris was composed. Music by Vernon Duke, lyrics by Yip Harburg for the Broadway musical Walk a Little Faster. It was popularized instrumentally in 57 by Count Basie and his orchestra, arranged by Wild Bill Davis. Doc's Hey Basie, Here's One for You, Baby was a nod to Basie's One More Time and One More Once on his version. The instrumental shout chorus was only done once more on this version, arranged by alto saxophonist John Bainbridge. Pete Christlieb soloed on tenor sax, with Doc soloing on trumpet. The rhythm section was made up of Ross Tompkins on piano, Joel DeBartolo on bass, electric again, and Ed Shaughnessy on drums. Earl Clue returns with the last April song to lead off the last segment of Instrumental Invasion's third anniversary special. Next.
Monday nights at 9 p.m.
It's Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.
Here's the Earl Clue Trio with the 1941 standard, I'll Remember April.
Hi, this is David Benoit, pianist, conductor, and host on KJAZZ 88.1. You're listening to Instrumental Invasion with Mike Shimeri on another 88.1 WCWP.
Fittingly, David Benoit closes the third anniversary show, but that was Acoustic Alchemy with the Blue Chip Bop, a partial title track to their 1989 album, Blue Chip. Three men wrote the Blue Chip Bop. Acoustic Alchemy leaders Greg Carmichael and Nick Webb, each on acoustic guitar, and John Parsons Morris on electric guitar and guitar synth. Bob James Doppelganger, Rainer Brüninghaus, played piano and keyboards. Klaus Sperber was on bass, and Bert Smock on drums, percussion, and drum programming. Before that, Ahmad Jamal with a cover of the Lionel Hampton Orchestra, Midnight Sun, from Digital Works, a digital recording in 1985. Vibraphonist Lionel composed Midnight Sun with Sonny Burke in 1947. Johnny Mercer's lyrics came in 54 and were first sung by June Christie, with the popular Ella Fitzgerald version coming in 57, the year of Count Basie's April in Paris cover. Lyrically, and perhaps instrumentally, Midnight Sun is slang for the moon. Naturally, however, it's a summer phenomenon north of the Arctic Circle and south of the Antarctic Circle, in which the sun is still visible at midnight. Get it? There wasn't any vibraphone on Ahmad Jamal's cover of Midnight Sun, but he was on electric piano, perhaps a Yamaha CP70. Larry Ball played bass, Herlin Riley on drums, and percussion by Iraj Lashkari. I'll Remember April led off the set, performed by the Earl Clue Trio on their semi-eponymous 1991 album, The Earl Clue Trio, Volume 1. 41 was the year I'll Remember April was written, debuting in the 42 Abbott and Costello film Ride 'em Cowboy, sung by neither of them. Gene DePaul handled the music, with lyrics by Patricia Johnston and Don Ray. Earl was again on acoustic guitar, Ralph Armstrong on acoustic bass, and Gene Dunlap on drums. Thus, we end with David Benoit and a whole title track to his 1997 album, American Landscape. David wrote this title track, plays piano, and arranges and conducts the London Symphony Orchestra. Eric Marienthal of the Chick Corea Electric Band is on alto sax, Pat Kelly on guitars, Nathan East on bass, John J.R. Robinson on drums, percussion by Luis Conte, and guest musicians Bela Fleck on banjo and Tommy Morgan on harmonica. Thank you very much for listening to the third anniversary edition of Instrumental Invasion. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed putting it together. American Landscape by David Benoit takes us out. Until business as usual next week, this is Mike Shimeri saying so long.